With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former Trump campaign advisor Tim Murtaugh says the president's tariff policies are intended to protect American businesses and create more jobs.
If you hear people talking about, oh, this Kia or this Hyundai is going to cost $60,000 instead of $40,000, well, buy an American car then.
Former Trump campaign advisor Tim Murtaugh says it's remarkable who supports the president's tariff policies.
Everyone should stop and think about what a political moment this is. You have the United Auto Workers Union putting out a statement in praise of a Republican president's policies.
The Trump administration's revoking visas of those from South Sudan. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the decision comes from the Sudan's government's refusal to accept deportees in a timely manner. Rubio added he would deny any future visas to South Sudanese people as well. Also at SRNNews.com, states are dealing with the high cost of weight loss drugs and the impact limited coverage would have on patients.
Weight loss drug coverage is under threat, with many states looking for ways to lessen the blow on their budgets. More than a dozen states cover GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy, Ozempic, and Zepbound through Medicaid or state employee insurance programs. Connecticut faces a $290 million Medicaid account deficit. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont is looking to tighten guidelines on who can use GLP-1s. Starting June 14th, state Medicaid patients will be required to have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis to get the drugs covered. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The makers of Johnsonville Bratwurst are issuing a food safety recall. A representative said that its cheddar bratwursts were possibly contaminated with hard plastic or other materials. Food safety officials are asking consumers to either return or throw away the sausages. This is SRN News. A breakdown of religious belief in this country. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views. While non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, a law allowing parents to access their child's records. This is SRN News. The federal government is on a search. John Scott reports.
The U.S. Department of Energy has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers in a push to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. This follows an executive order by outgoing President Biden that sought to remove hurdles for AI data center expansion in the U.S., while also encouraging those data centers which require large amounts of electricity to be powered with renewable energy. John Scott reporting.
Supporters of French conservative leader Marine Le Pen gathered in Paris to protest a political conviction and a five-year ban on running for office. Le Pen, who is appealing the verdict, has vowed not to let the presidency be stolen. A rival leftist demonstration assembled nearby. Le Pen leads in the polls that show her winning the election, where it held today. More details at SRNNews.com.